Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Dance for me, don't need no hateration, holleration, in this dance for me.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, today's subject is we're continuing talking about the war between Russia and the Ukraine with the special feature of the President of the United States, President Biden, talking about the State of the Union address. Well, the way the situation is now, Brezhnev, Putin has sent soldiers into Ukraine to take over the country. They've invaded the Ukraine, and they lined up with over 100,000 military soldiers on the border of Ukraine. And as they entered the country, killing everything that was in their way, on their way to taking over the state capital, they've run into a lot of military soldiers from the Ukraine, their militia. They've come together to defend their country and to fight for the land that they love. And the women and the children have evacuated the cities, and they've gotten on trains and tried to leave the cities to go into other countries so they could be free of the violence from the war. And they've left their men behind to fight for their country's freedom. And hopefully the men will defeat the Russian soldiers and they will get their country back. Now the war has continued for like 10 days, and they don't have any end in sight. The war is just going to continue because Brezhnev, Putin, wants to get control of the country. So he's bombing cities from the air, and he's blowing up apartment complexes that are killing women and children and grandparents. And he's invading all of the cities from the south to the north as they are crossing from the east to the west of the Ukraine. The soldiers are fighting against the militia for the Ukraine. They've come together and they've gotten weapons from NATO, who has joined with the Ukraine fighters to fight against Russia and their attempt to take over the Ukraine. And the United States has assisted in providing money for Ukraine soldiers to get arms and military weapons to fight against the Russian soldiers. But Russia is not to be denied. Putin is sending his soldiers in, and they're going through the country and they're destroying cities from the north to the south. as they work their way to the state capital of Keys. And the state capital is surrounded by men that have joined the service for the military in the Ukraine. And they're fighting to defend their capital because they don't want the Russians to take over their capital and take control of their country. So that's what's going on in Ukraine. The men are fighting and putting their lives on the line. And they have a caravan of Russian soldiers and military weapons like tanks and ground-to-air missiles that are being brought into the Ukraine. It's a 4-mile caravan of military arms and weapons that are working their way to the state capital. But they keep running into problems on the highway. They're running into spikes that have been put on the ground that are blowing up the tires of the tanks and the jeeps, and is slowing up the progress of the caravan. So the caravan is stopping and repairing the problems that they're having with their tanks and their jeeps. And they have to refurnish the food that the soldiers are having because they're running out of food on their way to the state capital. So that caravan, which has all of the military arms to take over the Ukraine capital, is being slowed down by a lot of the soldiers of the Ukraine army. They're stopping the caravan with every attempt that they can make to stop, to slow the caravan down. So instead of the caravan arriving like 3 days after it entered the Ukraine country, it's been running into a lot of problems as it's transporting itself to the state capital with about 500,000 soldiers marching behind it with their weapons to come in and take over the state capital. Well, our president went on, President Biden, President of the United States, went on and gave a State of the Union address to say that they're going to help the Ukraine fight against the Russian insurgents, and they're going to stop them from advancing. And hopefully they can give the Ukraine army and the men that are fighting in the army of the Ukraine, they can help them by giving them military weapons. And the United States is donating money to help fight the cause so that they can buy weapons for Ukraine. And Ukraine can get weapons to fight against the military of the Russian army. So that's what's going on right now. And if you have a comment or something that you'd like to make about this situation, this is Talk Radio. And I'm G Money. I'm not a politician and I'm not a reporter. So if you got some information that you'd want to share with my listening audience, then call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. 3560. And I'd like to very much hear your comments on the situation in the Ukraine with the war between Russia and the sovereign country of the Ukraine. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies
to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, we're talking about the war between Russia and the Ukraine. And I wanted to interject some of the speech by our president here, Biden, to see what he said we're going to do to help the Ukraine fight off the Russian invasion. Now, what he said was he was going to help them financially. He was going to send them a couple $100 million to help them buy weapons and to help them be able to support their economy while the Russians are blowing up their buildings and invading their businesses and en route to destroying their state capital. And he also said that we were going to do something to devalue the ruble, which is the money, the Russian money. It's called the ruble. So we're going to cut off the American funds to Russia, and we're going to shut down all of the bank accounts that the Russians have that are using American money. So that way we're going to devalue their money, and at the same time we're going to cut off their money supply for them to buy any other weapons or use the money to improve their communities, because their people don't really have jobs. They go to work, but they don't own any businesses because the Russian community is a communist country. So they don't allow citizens to own anything. They allow them to go to work for them and make money for themselves, but they don't allow them to make money for each individual person. There's no individual development in that country. It's all the money goes toward the government, and they're the only ones that profit from the work that the people do. So they work to improve their government. Now, something else that our President Biden said we were going to do is we're going to go in and confiscate all of the illegally gained assets that the oligarchs, which is all of the rulers in Russia, all of the big business people in Russia, all of their toys, their airplanes, their private jets, their private boats, their cruises, their yachts. We're going to confiscate all of that, or we're going to make it available, make it possible for somebody to confiscate it and take their private assets because they were illegally gained by using the money that the country developed illegally. So they're taking all of the assets from the allegors, which is the other rulers in Russia. And they're taking their boats, their yachts, and their private jets, and they're canceling all of the airspace. They're not allowing any airplanes to fly, any Russian airplanes to fly over anybody's airspace. So they're cutting down their flight patterns. And a lot of NATO, which is all of the countries that have come together to fight against the communist country of Russia, all of the NATO countries are democratic countries, and they are fighting with the Ukraine. And so they've gone on a campaign to confiscate all of the assets, the airplanes and the boats and the cruises, the cruise liners and the yachts and all of those things that they believe that the Russian allegor received with through illegal means. So that's another thing that the United States and the NATO organization is going to fight against the Russians to stop their growth and their development, to cut down on their money supply so that they won't have the money to continue their war. Now, I wonder if it's a situation where somebody's going to cut out the natural gas pipeline that's going from Russia through the Ukraine into European countries and other countries in the East, if somebody's going to cut off the natural gas and the oil supply, because that's how Russia's making all of its money. So if somebody has a comment about that, please call me and let me know what you think about the Russians making all of their money on natural gas and oil, that it goes through the pipeline that goes through the Ukraine and is flowing into other European countries, because that's how European countries are getting their natural gas and their oil. So we should cut that pipeline off, and we should supply natural gas and oil to all the European countries and cut off their supply to Russia so that Russia can't make any money, because that's how they're making billions of dollars, by selling natural gas and oil to all the other countries around the world. So I believe they should cut off their natural gas supply so that they can stop making billions of dollars. And that'll cut down on their military power, because that money will be cut short. And their bank accounts are already being cut short, so they're not able to get U.S. money in the American bank accounts. All of the bank accounts are being cut off, and their stock exchange is being cut off so that the value of their rubles is going down. The inflation is going to catch up with the country, and it's going to be a bad situation for Russia. Hopefully, they will destroy Russia in the effort of stopping Russia from invading the Ukraine and moving on to invade other countries north of the Ukraine and south of the Ukraine and east of the Ukraine. So that is the plan, and hopefully it'll be a good plan. Now, a lot of the women and children got on trains and they left the Ukraine. They left the fighting to their men, and hopefully their men will defend their country and they will beat the Russian army and they will be able to take control of their country again. But it's really unlikely that that's going to happen unless Putin decides to shut his war down. But we think that he's telling his people in Russia that everything is going all right, that the plan that he put in effect is working perfectly, even though they had thousands of Russian soldiers that have been killed in this war because the Ukrainians are fighting back and they're defending their cities and their state and their country. So they're fighting back with everything they have. And they have a beer company, a beer factory in the Ukraine that is no longer producing beer, producing Molotov cocktails, because there were a lot of women that came back to join their husbands to fight in the war, and they were bringing empty Coke bottles, empty soda bottles back, and they were filling them with gasoline and then sticking a rag in the top of the bottle and lighting the rag and throwing the rag, the bottle, at the Russian soldiers. And the bottle was blowing up and it was killing Russian soldiers. But in this beer manufacturer, they're learning how to make Molotov cocktails, and they're learning how to make them with some kind of sticky stuff on the inside of the bottles. I believe they're filling the bottles with nails and with tacks and rocks and stuff, and then they're pouring the gas in the bottles and sticking the rag in the bottles. So when the bottles explode, they're shooting nails and rocks and thumbtacks and tacks at the people that the bottles are thrown at. And when they explode, everything in the bottle is attacking the person that they threw the bottle at. And that's causing quite a lot of damage to the people that are getting hit by those Molotov cocktails. So the women's contribution to the war, the men are fighting with the weapons and the women are throwing Molotov cocktails and blowing people up. And that's how the war is progressing right now in the Ukraine. And Putin has sent soldiers to the south of the Ukraine, and they're fighting in one of the cities down in the south end of the route in the Ukraine. And he's sending soldiers to the north end of the route of the Ukraine, and they're fighting against the citizens in the north of the Ukraine. And he has soldiers going across the middle to the western side of the Ukraine to fight against them in the cities over on the west. So they're spreading their armies out along different parts of the Ukraine and trying to expand their power in the Ukraine. But as long as the Ukraine soldiers are united and they're fighting together along with their women, it looks like it's going to be a long battle for the Russians. I don't believe the Russians are going to just take the Ukraine as an easy walk in the park. It's going to be a little difficult for them to win over the country. And the capital of the Ukraine is surrounded by Ukraine's army. So all of these men are surrounding the city of Kyiv, which is the capital of the Ukraine. And they have armed weapons. They have ground-to-air missiles, which they're shooting at airplanes that are flying over the Ukraine that are dropping bombs on the cities in the Ukraine. So they're fighting all kind of military weapons, which they're getting from NATO, and they're getting from the Poland country, and they're getting from the money that they're getting from the United States of America. We're all involved in the war to help Ukraine win the war against the Russians. And we're doing this and letting China know that the West is willing to fight to preserve democracy, because the Chinese is a communist country like Russia, and they're watching to see how this war is playing out, because they may decide that they want to take control of Taiwan, which is a republic that China wants to take control of. So they're waiting to see how Russia does with the Ukraine, and then China might try to make a move for Taiwan, which the NATO organization and the EU, the European Union, will get involved in the war if they go to war, if China goes to war with Taiwan. So it's a matter of everybody watching to see what the Russians do with the Ukraine. And if the Russians take control of the Ukraine, then they're thinking that Russia might move west. And that means that it's going to be taking control of some other countries to the west of the Ukraine. And that's what they think Putin's plan is, because he wants to rebuild the Communist Party of Russia. And if he takes the Ukraine, he may continue west and try to invade some other countries. So that's the direction of the war as of right now. So hopefully the United States, NATO, and the European Union can all come together, along with some help from Germany and Poland, and we can defeat Russian attempt to overthrow the Ukraine. Ukraine. So, if anybody has any comments that they want to make about what we're talking about today, about what the president has decided that he's going to do to help the Ukraine, and any comments that you want to make about what Putin is doing with Russia against the Ukraine, call me now, 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. Okay. As I'm thinking about what's going on in that Russian versus the Ukraine war and how the United States is trying to get in it, but we're not sending soldiers over to fight in the war because that's not our fight. So we're not sending any soldiers. We're not putting boots on the ground to help the Ukraine fight. They have to defend the country for themselves. But we're going to give them money to help them buy weapons to fight. So now we're just going to wait and see what happened. So far, the war has lasted 10 days, and it doesn't look like it's coming to an end anytime soon. So if you have comments that you want to make, this is G-Money, and I'm hosting Talk Radio, Gregory Stories. So you can call me at 563-999-3560, and you can state your comments for the world to hear what your opinion is. And I'm interested in hearing some comments from some of the listening audience. Okay, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
All that I can say.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. Well, today has been a good day. We've talked about the war between the Russians and the Ukraine, the country of the Ukraine. And I've also stated what our president of the United States said that they wanted to do to help the Ukraine soldiers fight the war. So it's been an interesting day. I'm sure people were listening, and if you want to make comments, then you can call the radio show and we can talk about it. So tomorrow will be the last day of the show for this week, and you'll have your last opportunity to join our conversation and to talk about what the president said and to talk about how far Russia's going to go, because tomorrow should be the day that the Russians should attack the capital of the Ukraine. They should have arrived with their 5,000 soldiers in their caravan. that's on its way to the Capitol now. So they should arrive tomorrow, if not sometime this evening, and they will attempt to take over the Capitol. So hopefully the Ukraine soldiers can hold them off so that they don't take control of the Capitol. And the president is fighting with the Ukraine soldiers. So he's there holding his own, as well as the workers in the Capitol are still there fighting for their freedom. So hopefully tomorrow it won't be an overtake of the Ukraine government. Hopefully Russia will not overtake the Ukraine tomorrow or within the next couple of days. Because hopefully Ukraine will hold its own as it's getting weapons from Germany and weapons from Poland and getting money and weapons from the United States of America. May they get enough weapons to survive their fight with the Russians, even though we know the Russians have a much greater army than the Ukraine country does. So hopefully they'll be around a while. They'll fight for their survival, and they'll continue to fight throughout the weekend. So I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the radio show today. Tell everybody that they can listen and they can call in and call us at 563-999-3560. And I'll be looking forward to them calling and sharing their opinion about what's going on with this war, as I am not a politician and I am not a reporter. So I'm not informed on all of the information that's going on, but I'm looking forward to everybody's opinion about what's happening in the war between Russia and the Ukraine. All right. Well, now it's time for us to acknowledge the birthdays for the month of March. This is March 3rd, I think today is March 3rd, 2022. So DJ Papa D, whose birthday are we acknowledging today?
All right, we have a couple of birthdays today. Wallace Rayford has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Wallace. Gabby Pinto is 26 years old today. Happy birthday, Gabby. Donna Pearson is 63. Happy birthday to Malcolm J. Davenport. Happy birthday to Al Williams. Fred Felder is 48 years old today. Happy birthday, Fred. Charity Alexandria has a birthday. And last but not least, Pond Watet is 56 years old. Happy birthday to everyone on March 3rd, 2022.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday on the 3rd of March, 2022. I hope you have a great day. I hope your family treats you well, and I hope your loved ones give you some good presents and you get some good stuff. I mean, you know, like some cake and some ice cream. You know, some stuff like that. Celebrate your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday happy birthday, y'all, on March 3rd, 2022. It's a great day to be born and to celebrate life. God loves you, and I love you, too. So I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock for our Friday radio show. And hopefully we'll have a discussion about everything going on between the Russians and the Ukraine and the help that the United States is giving the Ukraine, plus the help that the Germans are giving the Ukraine, and the help that the Polish are giving the Ukraine, and the help that NATO is giving the Ukraine. So hopefully everybody's involved in shutting the Russians down. We want to stop their advancement to take over the country of the Ukraine. But we want to shut them down. Shut Putin down. Because we think Putin has lost his mind. So anyway, happy birthday, everybody. I'll see you again tomorrow. Peace out. Love, peace, and soul. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. Talk radio. I'm out of here. Hey, DJ Papa D. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.